Good morning and happy new year to everyone. It has been a long time since I have been on this podcast, and I'm hoping to start anew since it's a new year, new week, a new day. New beginnings over here. One reason why I was gone, I'm gonna explain the reason why I left the podcast for a bit. And I did not mean to be gone this long. But my main reason, the reason why I was gone for so long was that I took a break because my husband and I had went out of town, and I believe it might have been around May. Sometime in May. I can't remember if it was mid-May, late May. But anyway, we went out of town. We went to Ohio, go visit some family. And so, you know, I was going to take this 2 weeks away from not publishing anything on the podcast. And then when I got back home, a week later after I got back home, because we were gone for maybe a week. Or not quite a week we were gone, but anyway, I took 2 weeks off, stepping back from the podcast. And I had this idea, I had a show and everything set up, and I was outside recording, just talking to you guys. And when I hit send, the button to publish, not send, but the button to publish, it wasn't allowing me to publish my podcast. And so I got so frustrated, and I did this more than 3 times. I'm gonna say I did it about 4 times, and I just couldn't figure out what was going on. Excuse me, I'm getting over a cold. So I did it about 4 times, and it just frustrated me. And I was like, well, I'll come back to it. But I didn't. I did not come back to it because I was still so heated and upset that I could not publish my show. And you're probably wondering, why are you getting that angry over it? For me, being a woman in her late 40s, and I know some things with technology. I'm not knowledgeable with technology, but there are some things I need help with still. And I, you know, doing the podcast and stuff, I felt very confident in what I was doing because I was publishing. I started publishing my shows a bit more. And it was something that was, I was confident in what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, it's not working. And it really made me upset because there have been so many other times that I've gotten into technology or websites. And then the whole system changes, and it's like I'm learning something new just on the fly, and it starts to irritate me because I've learned one thing and it took me a minute to learn it, and then you turn around and it's something I have to learn something else that's It might not be that complex, but to me, it's complex. And I feel like because of the complexity of the process, I get defeated. And that's where the anger came from. And me becoming defeated once again, because I'm like, this podcast, what do I have to learn now? What do I have to do? I've been doing the same thing, talk and lay my show out there and then hit publish and it's out there. And now you're telling me that it's not publishing. I'm doing something wrong. I've only been gone. I've stepped away for 2 weeks. And I haven't gotten any type of information where it seems like there's new changes in effect. Now, if that was the case, I probably wouldn't have been so upset. I would have been like, oh, okay, I have to learn something new, stay updated or whatever. But it's just like out of the blue, it wasn't working for me. So anyway, you're getting the gist of it. I got upset. Sorry, that it was not working for me. That the podcast was not working. Nothing was publishing for me. So I got upset. And then fast forward a week later, I get an email from Spotify, and it was talking about, oh, come and see our new updates of the new updates that we've added to the app, or I don't know, to the site to help you with your podcast. And so I go and I end up reading the emails and stuff, reading that email. And I realized that the day that I was trying to publish my show, they were doing updates on the app. And that's why I could not publish anything. And now, mind you, this was a week later when I saw the email, and I probably should have just gotten over it at that time and said, oh, okay, well, they were updating. So by this time, it was probably late May, early June, that I got this information about the updates on the with the app, and I should have let bygones be bygones, but I was so heated about that I refused to come back to the podcast for a while, and I decided to work on and build my YouTube channel, which I am accomplishing. I don't have a lot of subscribers, but I'm proud of myself of all the footage that I've gotten and have posted. And I think I'm at like 97 or 98 videos or something like that. But I've just been very consistent with that. And I just want to come back over here, like I said, because it is a new year, a new day, a new week. And that was supposed to be switched around a bit, but you know, just new beginnings. And I want to continue building on the podcast side, see how well I can build a community over here. And and plus I have this podcast link over at my YouTube channel. So I gotta have something over here, you know, not just blank space over here, you know, a few podcasts here and there. But I'm trying to work out some type of schedule. Once again, I think I was doing weekly podcast episodes, so I'll probably try to stick with that weekly. At this moment, that's what I'm going to say, weekly. It might turn into a semi-weekly podcast. I don't know, but I just want to be consistent, a bit more consistent over here. And I'm no longer holding a grudge and being angry about that petty little thing. This year, for me, for 2024, my word is growth. And I'm trying to grow my YouTube channel, grow my brand, help grow another brand that I am working with, along the way. Grow in so many different ways. I want to read a bit more. I was always a reader, and I kind of let that go in the past, I would say the past 3 years. I don't read as many books as I used to, but I want to get back to reading definitely like 2 books a month. That's how I used to read. You know, I would pick up a book, and if I fell in love with it, I can read it in at least 2 weeks. But I want to get back to that. And like I said, just growth, growing my mindset, growing. Even though I'm really big on mindset and stuff, but just keep growing and developing my mindset. Growing my network of friends and community, along with the brand, as I said before. But yeah, this is, I just wanted to stop in and just say hi. Salute, mes amis. I'm sorry. I sound short of breath from time to time. I was sick, over the holidays. My husband and son were sick, about a week and a half before me, and then I got sick. So I'm still recovering from that. I have these coughing spells every now and then. Well, I haven't really had a serious coughing spell in maybe like 2 days, but I still cough here and there where I feel like it's going to come on. And if you hear me gasp a little bit, that's what's going on with me. But yeah, like I said, I just came in to say hi to anybody who's listening. And I plan to do better this year. And along with doing better comes with, if I have another issue with this app, I won't get so easily frustrated and give up so easily. And stay away from things that can help me grow. So this year, 2024, is all about growth for me and my brand. And Happy New Year to you and yours. A bientôt. See you soon, guys.